Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Netilas Yadayim L'Suda, Halacha Dalet. Al pi HaTorah Tiku Toichocha, B'Simen Ches, B'Likutei Tanina, Ayin Shom Kol HaTorah Meroish L'Seifa. This chapter of Likutei Halachos is based on the Torah in Likutei Moran that's called Tiku Toichocha, in the second half of Likutei Moran, chapter 8. Rav Nosson Zal says, look it over well from beginning to end. It's a very long chapter, long, complicated chapter, and it's actually the final shiur that Rabbeinu Zal gave in his life on a Rosh Hashanah. V'haklal bekitzer godol hamuchroch linyoneinu. Rav Nosson Zal says, to summarize very, very briefly, just the part that's needed for what we're going to discuss, shetzrichen lachnia mezoina degufa shehu b'chinas ekev esov. One of a Jew's main missions in life is to subdue the physical, which is the concept of Ekev Esov, and to strengthen the spiritual. Rabbeinu Zal there uses the term Mezoina de Gufa, the food of the body, versus Mezoina de Neshmosa, soul food, spiritual food. These two are in a sense on two ends of a seesaw. The more a person feeds the body, especially when we talk about excesses, they're subtracting from and denying the neshama. And the more a person feeds the neshama, they're taking away to a degree and they're subduing the guf. The way that a person does that is by drawing the song that's going to be activated in the future, shehu b'chinas hakoil hamashkes hagan. This refers to a special type of song that feeds the garden. Shalideze gedelin kol hayirois v'horeichos, in which grow all types of fear, constructive fear, fear of Hashem, good fear, and reichos, all types of smells, sheheim mezoina d'nishmosa, which are associated with the neshama, the soul. Smell is a sense that's associated with the soul. Bechinas, es koilech shomati bagon voira. As the pasuk says, Adam Rishon said to Hashem, I heard your voice going through the garden, and I was filled with fear. So we see that there is a koil that travels through the garden, and it inspires fear. This coil, this sound, is related to the river that comes from Eden, and it nourishes the gan which is nourished from Eden. And this is related to the voice of Yaakov Avinu. Shehu machnia ekev de sitrachra. Yaakov Avinu, who was the one who subdued the heel of Esav. Ekev means the heel of the foot. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, v'yodoy oichezes v'akev Esav. That when Esav was trying to come out first from his mother's womb, Yaakov Avinu held on to the heel of his foot, trying to hold him back. Ayin shom heitev. Look over there in the first section of this chapter on Likutei Moran. Look it over well. You'll see where Rabbeinu Zal touches on these different points. V'lizkois lozeh ha'koil hu'al yidei ha'tfilo be'bechinas din shel ha'bal koyach. Rabbeinu Zal explains there that the way that a person is zoichet to activate that koil, this koil which travels through the gan and it inspires fear, is through the tfilah of the Baldin, through the tefillah bebechinas din of the Balkoyach. There are certain great tzaddikim who are very powerful. They know how to give forth a tefillah that's not a typical tefillah. Usually tefillah is traveling on the channels of kindness. Usually tefillah is working to try to activate the kindness of Hashem. Tefillah bebechinas din is a tefillah that's tied into a harshness. Rabbeinu Zal there in Likutei Moran discusses it, and we had this in a few chapters of Likutei Halachos. Shaydei zeh moitzien me'asitrachra kol ha'kidusha v'chol mei me'adas shebolo. Where it's this type of tefillah, which when the sitrachra sees it, the sitrachra is usually din. When it sees this tefillah that has din all over it, it says, that's for me. it swallows that tefillah, the tefillah gets stuck in its throat and causes it to throw up, to vomit up all kinds of things that the Sitra Achra had captured until then. All types of holiness, all types of das that the Sitra Achra succeeded in swallowing up, it's forced now to return it. Venizgale hadas digdusha, and this causes a revelation of the das, the holy das. Bebechinas kimolor etzdeis Hashem kamaim le'amachasin. As the pasuk says, there's going to come a time when the world will be filled with an understanding of Hashem like water that covers the ocean floor. Vaydeze nasin gerim, and this leads to converts. Venizgale kvoido yisporach, and Hashem's glory is revealed in a big way. Rav Nosson Zal here is just grabbing the headings of the different topics that are discussed in that chapter on Likut Imran. A leads to B leads to C in Rabbeinu Zal's usual manner. Vaydeze nimshach hanavua, and that leads to prophecy. Vayde nevua nizbarer hamedama, and when there's prophecy, the medama becomes clarified. Medama means imagination, fantasy, things that could be false and could be true, which require clarity. So when there's a shefa of nevuah, of prophecy, then the medama becomes clarified. And when this medama, this imagination and fantasy becomes clarified, that leads to a strengthening of emunah. And then we could be zeicher to believe in the concept of Chiddush Olam, that Hashem created the world something from nothing, whereby this concept, it's impossible for us to understand this rationally. The only way that a person can really plug into it is through faith, by believing in it. This is one of the most important tenets, foundations of our emunah. To believe that Hashem created the world something from nothing. Absolute nothing. There was nothing in the world other than Hashem when Hashem first created the world. And through this faith, we could be zeicher to Chiddush Olam, that Hashem will again renew the world in the future. And then the entire world will be conducted in the manner of Eretz Yisrael. Because the main holiness of Eretz Yisrael stems from the concept of Hashem telling us all the way in the beginning of the Torah that He created the entire world from nothing, and therefore He's in charge, and therefore He's the right, He has the right to give Eretz Yisrael to whomever he wants, and take it away from them, and give it to Bnei Yisrael. Dehainu al yidei emunas chiddush olam b'chinas breishis bora likimetz ha-shamayim k'ma shepirush rashi shom shebishvil zeh posa b'breishis mishum koyach ma'asev higid k'dei sheyuchlu lichboish Eretz Yisrael. Rashi on the first page in Chumash tells us right up front that the reason why Hashem started the Torah by saying in the beginning, I created everything, was so that if anybody would want to come and challenge the holiness of Eretz Yisrael by saying Eretz Yisrael is a land of the Goyim, proof is the Goyim were there first, we could say, no, it's not true. Hashem created everything, and if Hashem created everything, He has the right to lease it to whomever He wants, and when Hashem decides that the lease is up, He has the right to take it away from him, give it to whoever He wants. And that's the foundation of the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. That concept wards off any questions that we might have about the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean? Eretz Yisrael was in the hands of the Goyim for a long time. So what? Doesn't matter. Hashem created everything. It all belongs to Hashem. Hashem has the right to give it, to take it, to give it back, etc. Nimtzo she'ikar Kiddush Eretz Yisrael hu al yidei she'maminim b'chiddush olam. So we see, therefore, that the main holiness of Eretz Yisrael is based on our faith in Chiddush Olam. The fact that we believe that Hashem created the world something from nothing. And the main concept of the specialness of Eretz Yisrael is the fact that Hashem's eyes are always upon Eretz Yisrael, that the Hashgach of Hashem is shown more clearly in Eretz Yisrael than anywhere else in the world. And when we say that there's going to come a time in the future when the entire world is going to be treated like Eretz Yisrael, it means that the entire world is going to benefit from this pure Hashgacha. And the Teva will be done away with completely. There'll be no nature. It'll be all obvious Hashgacha from Hashem. Voz Yisar Shir Shel Hashgacha Avonifluis. And then there will be activated a special song, the song of Hashgacha, the song of miracles. And that song is tied into that voice of Hashem that nourishes the garden, from which we are able to take nourishment for the soul. And we're able to subdue and suppress the food of the body. As the pasuk says, that the hand of Yaakov is the symbol of the neshama, compared to Esav, who's the symbol of the guf. The hand of Yaakov holds on to the heel of Esav, holding him back, pulling him back, pushing him down. Ayin shom kol ze heitev heitev. Rav Nosson Zal says, review this, look this over in chapter 8 in the second half of Likud Imran, very, very well. Ki him dvorim aruchim va'amukim miniyam. Because it's very, these are things that are very broad and very deep, deeper than the sea. Ein arech lohem, and there's no value, we can't put a value on them. They're infinite in a sense. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, paragraph Aleph. This was introduction. Paragraph Aleph. V'ze b'chinas netilas yadayim koydem asuda. Based on this, we could understand the concept of washing one's hands before a meal. Ki onu b'nei Yisrael am kodoy shonu tzrichim lekadesh es achiloseinu b'gdusha gedoylo ad shiyah achiloseinu b'bechinas mezayna de nishmosa b'bechinas tzadik oichel soivan avshoy. We, Klal Yisrael, who are part of a holy nation, we have to see to it that our eating should be a holy type of eating. That our eating, when we eat physical food, it should be a concept of mezayna de nishmosa. We should be eating it especially for the sake of nourishing our soul. We're not eating it just out of physical desire because I enjoy eating. We're eating it to get the strength that we need to serve Hashem, to give the soul the ability to do what it has to do. That's what our focus is on. And we know that in order for the soul to do what it has to do, it has to be able to function harmoniously with the body. So therefore, we're willing to give the body the minimum that it needs in order for it to be a suitable partner to the neshama. But our main emphasis in our eating is that we want this food to help our neshama. Shezois ha'achilo hi misitra d'Yaakov Avinu shumachni ha'mezayna d'gufo shu sitra d'Esav b'chinas ekev Esav. When a person is eating that way, his eating is a concept of the eating of Yaakov Avinu, which subdues the physical eating, the eating that's based on pure physicality, which is the eating of Esav. And this is why we have to purify and sanctify our hands with water before we eat, in order to give us the ability to subdue the physicality and to strengthen the spirituality, so that our meal should take on a status of soul food. This is the concept of washing hands before a meal. Rav Nosson Zal says, by washing our hands with water before the meal, water is the symbol of das. We said, the pasuk says, ki mola ha'oretz deyas Hashem kamayim, that the world will be filled with an understanding of Hashem like the water that covers the ocean floor. So we see water is a concept of understanding Hashem. It's a concept of Das. And Rabbeinu Zal showed in that chapter in Likud Imran that through Das, a person accomplishes all of these things. Through Das, a person is zeicha to mezoino de nishmoso. So if we're washing our hands with water, and water is the symbol of Das, we're showing that we want to get to this Mezayna D'Nishmosa. And we want to get to the same effects that are accomplished through the Tefillah, the Bechinas Din of the Baal Koyach. So that the person is zeicher to draw forth that river that goes from Eden to nourish the gan, through which he draws soul food and subdues the physical food. As the pasuk says, that Yaakov Avinu's hand was trying to hold back the heel of Esav. And Rav Nosson Zal says, now you can understand why the emphasis is on washing the hands. Because we see the Torah tells us that the organ through which Yaakov Avinu was able to hold back Esav, to subdue Esav, was his hand. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, the truth is, the main way that we're able to subdue the forces of Tuma, the Sitrachra, Esav, is specifically through the hands, by purifying and sanctifying the hands. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, all the different issues that Rabbeinu Zal mentions in this chapter on Likutei Moran that this is based on, you will see that they're all tied into the hands. Because the main ability of drawing the Das is through the Tefillah Bebechinas Din of the Baal Koyach. And when the main koyach of a person, the main strength of a person usually is in the hands. The Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, koyach yedehem. There's a Pasuk in Eov, chapter 30, where it says koyach yedehem. So we see that koyach is specifically related to the hands. So when we talk about a tefillah of a bal koyach, the tefillah of the bal koyach is obviously tied into the hands. Because the main effort of the Baal Koyach and the main issue that the Baal Koyach is going after, who's davening this Tefillah B'Bchinas Din, his main objective is to be zeicher to all the different items that Rabbeinu Zal mentions in that chapter, especially to be zeicher to reveal to the world the concept of Chiddush Olam, that everybody should believe in it, in the truth, kemoy shehu, the real truth, she'olam mechudash, that the world is mamish brand new, she'shem yisborach bora ha'olam achar heder ha'gomor, that Hashem created the world after complete nothingness, when after there was complete nothingness, nimtzo she'ikorhu l'gavoy semunas chedesh ha'olam. So therefore, the most important thing is to broadcast to the world this concept of Emunah and Chiddush Olam. Shu b'chinas b'reishis por lakim es hashmayim v'sa'aretz. That's the concept of that first pasuk where it says, in the beginning Hashem created heaven and earth. V'chol zehu b'chinas koyach ma'asav higid liyamoy. And that's the concept of broadcasting this, the fact that Hashem is showing us His koyach ma'asav. Shehen b'chinas chof ches asmanduv da b'reishis. Corresponding to the 28 letters of the first pasuk of Bereishis, the 28 letters of creation that appear in the first pasuk, Shema Chav Cheso Yisrael Shebapasuk Bereishis Kiyadua Shebohem Bor Hashem Yisborach Es Kol Abriya. Hashem used those 28 letters to create everything in creation. Ve'elu HaChav Ches Asvom HaBechinas Chav Ches Pirkin Yadayim Kiyadua. And the 28 letters of that first pasuk correspond to the 28 parts of the fingers, the 28 joints in the fingers. Nimtzo Shaydeze HaKoyach Shel HaBal Tefillah Anal Aydeze Nizgala Chav Ches Asvom Duvdu Bereish HaShemines Chav Ches Pirkin Yadayim Shebehem Bor Hashem Yisbor HaSoylam. So therefore, through the tefillah of the Baal Koyach, Koyach, he activates the Chof Ches Asvan, the Koyach, letters of Bereishis, and he activates the power of the 28 joints of the hands. K'may Shekosav, as the Pasuk says, Af Yodi Yosto Eretz V'imini Tovcho Shemayim. My hands are the ones which established heaven and earth, Hashem says. And this is the concept of broadcasting the reality that Hashem created the world from nothingness. That leads to the river that flows to water the garden. The coil which subdues Esav, the hand of Yaakov, which is synonymous with that coil, the coil of the tefillah of Bal Koyach. V'al kein machma shekol zehu b'chinas yodayim shein b'chinas chofches, b'chinas chofches asam, b'chinas chofches pirkin yodayim sheidei zehu yechidi sholem kanal. Because of the fact that all of this is tied into the hands, which is the 28 letters. Al kein be'emes nimshach zeh koyach b'chinas yodayim daiko. That's why this koyach goes specifically to the hands. V'al yodom daiko machnia ekev esav. And it's bedavka through the hands that Yaakov Avinu is able to subdue Esau. Bebechinas v'yodo yechezes bakev Esau v'yodo yedaiko, as the pasuk says. U'bishvil zeh noitlin ayodayim daiko kodem achila. And this is why we wash the hands before eating. Ki daiko li dekdusha sayodayim yechoyin lachniyam zene de gufo shubechinas ekev Esau bechinas v'yodo yechezes kanal. Because it's bedavka by purifying the hands that we're zeichet to subdue that base physicality, which is Esav, and the concept of the yodo yechezes ba'kev Esav, vo zeichin shetia hu achila bebechinas mzayna de nishmaso. And then the person zeichet that is eating should be on the level of soul food. Sheze bechinas achilas Yisrael, that's the concept of Jewish eating. Sheheim zera Yaakov, we are the children of Yaakov Avinu. Shemachnia ekev Esav biyodo. Yaakov Avinu, who is the one who is able to subdue and hold back Esav with his hand. Ki meimei hanetilo heim bechinas meimei adas. Shal yodom nimshach hanor yetz meiden. Shaydei zeh zech nachnim ezan adugufa shu ekev Esav bechinas yodo yechaz bakev Esav. Because Rav Nosson Zal says the waters that we use for netilas yadayim correspond to the waters of das. Das is called waters also, which are what cause the river to flow from Eden to Gan, and which are what is machmia b'mizoyin adagufa, which is the ekev Esav. Paragraph Beis. U'bishvil zeh tzorich sheyiu hamayim shel hanetila mayim shel asmei melocha. And based on this introduction, you could understand why the halacha requires that the water that you use for washing your hands must be water that hasn't been used yet for any type of work. You didn't use it for soaking things in it or anything like that. Gam sheyeh hakeli sholem. And also the vessel that you use to pour the water on your hands must be a complete whole vessel without any break in it or anything like that. Ki kol hamalochos yesh bohem achizas hasitrachro shenechezes balamates malochos shebohem klulin kol hamalochos sheboilam. Because all types of work in the world have a potential for the Yetzihara to take hold of them. Because all types of work are based on the basic 39 types of work which are tied into the sitrachra. Ki kol halamates malochos because all 39 types of work that are found in the world are based on the filth of the snake as a result of Adam Rishon eating from the Eitz Hadas via the advice of the snake. That caused Hashem to curse. You're going to have to sweat for your food. It's going to come, you're going to have to struggle for your food. It's from those curses, those 39 curses that were issued at that time, 10 to Adam Rishon, 10 to Chava, 10 to the snake, and 9 to the earth itself. The earth was cursed. Arurahu Adama Bavurecha. These 39 curses manifest themselves in the 39 types of work that people have to struggle at to earn a living. And Adam Rishon's main sin was the eating from the Eitz Hadas Tevorah. The Hainu Pigaman al Shochel Meichel Shelisur. This is really tied into what we said. He ate forbidden food. Shubchinas Mzone de Gufa. Forbidden food is this concept of physical food, non-spiritual or anti-spiritual. Bechinas Ekev Esav. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, we know that Adam HaRishon denied the basic tenets of faith. Ki hanochosh hitehu v'omar loy ki yodeh lakim kem achoch mimenu mois tomus. I'm sorry, kem achoch mimenu v'hiyisim kelekim yodeh toivora. The snake said to Adam HaRishon, you know why Hashem doesn't want you to eat from this tree? Because Hashem knows that as soon as you eat from this tree, you're going to become like Him. You'll understand good from bad. The Omra Zal, the Gemara says on that, Sha'omar Lahem, the snake said to Adam HaRishon, En Chavo, Min Ho'et Zohal, Ubora Soilam. You know how Hashem got all the wisdom and all the power to create the world? He ate from that tree. As soon as he ate from that tree, he became strong and powerful and smarter, and that's what gave him the ability to create the whole world and everything. Which means that the tree was around before creation. Nimtzo shekofar bechidush oilam. So if Adam HaRishon accepted this from the Nachash, it means he was accepting the fact that there was no concept of chidush oilam, that the world was not created from nothing. Ki shoma latzas Nachash, because we see he listened to the snake. Shehu bechinas va'Nachash shoyoro manemar batoranal. And this is tied into what Rabbeinu Zal says in this chapter in Likutei Moran, that the snake was the wisest, the slyest of all the animals. And the snake used this orum, this wrong type of wisdom, to get Adam HaRishon to be koifer, to deny the basic tenets of faith. Shaideh calls it mizgaber ha-kfira b'chidush olam. This is what strengthens the denial, lack of faith in chidush olam. Ki kemoi shaideh ha-tfila shel ha-bal koyach shmachnia b'chinas v'nach ha-shay orum kemavur ba-tor anal. Because just as Rabbeinu Zal shows us in the Likutei Moran a progression, that through the tefillah of the Baal Koyach, that subdues the snake, and that helps the person be zoicha to reveal emunah and chiddush olam, and that makes it that the person's eating should be mezayna de nishmasa. Just as that chain works, A leads to B, leads to C, leads to D, kemoikein lehepech chas v'shalom, the opposite is also true. Kishemizgaber chas v'shalom b'chinas v'anocha shayorum, that when the snake gets stronger, ayideze mizgaber ha'kfiro is chas v'shalom, that leads to denial in Hashem. U'mizgaber chas v'shalom deyes ha'pikursim ha'koifim b'chidash olam, yimach shemom v'zichrom. And this results in the opinions of the Apikursim, those people who don't believe in Chiddush Olam, this gives strength to their opinions. And then the eating takes a fall. The eating falls to the level of a pure, base, physical type of eating. Because the soul food is weakened. Umizgaber ekev esav, and the power of esav gets stronger. Shehu zua masanochosh, which is the filth of the snake. Shebechinas mizayne degufa, which is a base type of eating, a physical type of eating. V'chol zeu bechinas chet Adam HaRishon shesham alatzas anochosh. This is the concept of Adam HaRishon's crime and listening to the advice of the snake. Bechinas vanochosh oyorum anem Hashem beparsha, as it says in the pasuk in Chumash that the snake was very sly. The kofar beikar chiddush olam, and this resulted in Adam HaRishon denying the concept of the basic concept of chiddush olam. The ochal meitzadas, and he ended up eating from the meitzadas shu achila de sitra achra, which is bad kind of eating. Achila shalisur shu ikar mezane de gufa. It's a forbidden type of eating, which again is tied into this mezane de gufa. The alkein be'emes kishashem izborach rotzal l'rachim aleinu. The alkein be'emes kishakadosh baruch hu rotzal l'rachim olav ulesaknoi. And therefore, when Hashem wanted to have pity on Adam HaRishon and to rectify him, him shecholov hakoil hamashke sagan, Hashem drew onto Adam HaRishon this voice, this special voice that nourishes the garden. Kama shekosov sham beparsha, as it says in Parshas Bereishis. As Koilech Shomati Bogon Voira. Adam HaRishon said, Hashem, I heard your voice traveling through the garden, and I was filled with fear. And when that holy fear is activated, It helps to subdue the physicality and to elevate, to strengthen the spiritual. And that was the actual beginning of the rectification of Adam Rishon's sin. However, this rectification has not been completed yet, and it will not be completed until Moshiach comes. And through the chet of Adam Rishon, he caused the 39 curses to be initiated, which resulted in mankind having to struggle in the 39 acts of work. So therefore, we see that all 39 types of work have a trace of the snake in them. This curse, these curses that came about as a result of the snake. The snake, which is the opposite of all the good things we're talking about here. Mezoina de Nishmosa and Yaakov Avinu and the Das and everything. Shal Yodoi Mizgaber Chasvashal Mezoina de Gufa the Kanal. This snake, which leads to a strengthening of Mezoina de Gufa. Okay. Therefore, the water that you're going to be using for washing your hands to sanctify them and purify them, so that you could be zecha that your eating should be on a spiritual level. That's why the water has to be a type of water that never had any work done with it. It wasn't used for any malachas. Which means it does not have any trace of the curses of the snake on it, that water. So that if that water does not have that bad stuff in it, that water can be used to purify the hands. So that the hands should be able to subdue the physical part of the eating, and amplify and strengthen the spiritual part of the eating, which is the concept of Jewish eating. Jewish eating, because again, we are the Bnei Yaakov, we have to eat like Jews. Eating like Jews means where our eating is focused on spirituality, on the neshama. In order to do that, we have to have the things that strengthen the neshama. Water, which is das, strengthens the neshama. And it's specifically water that did not have malacha done with it. Because malacha is based on the snake, the curses of the snake. And the water that was not used for any malacha is pure water. It's water that can have the ability to bring us closer to ruchnius, to spirituality, to mezoina de neshmasa. Paragraph Gimel. And this is why there's a requirement that the keli, the vessel that you're using for washing your hands, must be whole. Can't have any breaks in it, any holes in it. Ki hamayim roim zim al adas haniflo shizgal al osid. B'chinas omolar zdeh sashem kamayim la'mechasim. Because the water that you're using to wash your hands is symbolic of the great das that's going to be revealed in the future, which is compared to the water of the ocean. The ikra das hulo das es Hashem. And Rav Nosson Zal says the main seichel is a seichel which is an understanding of Hashem. Dahainu leida ulahamen shaviyiz borach yochid kadmoin hu ayoitzer hu aboyre yesh me'ayin amuchlot, which means to realize and to believe that Hashem, the one and only, who comes before everything, He created everything from nothing, from complete nothingness. Hainu emunas chedesh olam anal. That's the Ikar Das. The Ikar Das is the faith in chedesh olam. U'kemavur ba'teranal, as is explained in this chapter on the Likutei Moran. Shaydei Das. Whereby Rabbeinu Zal showed us in that Torah that through Das, a person gets to A, B, C, D, and a person gets to real Emunah in Chiddush Olam. That's the Ikar Das. וזה הדעס הנעל שובחינס מים, אי אפשר להשיגו אלה קפלוי כמו ידי כלי שובחינס אמונו שובחינס המדמה, כמו שקוס בטר הנעל. The only way that a person could be zoicha to that kind of das is if a person has a keli. The keli is emuna, which is tied into medame. Ki hamedame hu a keli shel hadas u'amiti. Rav Nosson Zal says, medame is the vessel, the keli, of true das. He's going to explain this now. These are very delicate terms here. He's using words that are mentioned in Sifrei Chassidus and Sifrei Kabbalah. And Rav Nosson Zal now is going to try to give us some definitions of these words. That's one use of the term. There's other uses. Like here. Ki be'emes kol hadeyos shel kol ho'ilam, hafilu shel hachachomim v'choikrim agdolim, hakol hu rak b'choyach hamedame. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, the truth is that all the wisdoms and learning and intelligence of the smartest people in the world can be called medame. It's not das. You wouldn't call it das. You would call it medame. Ki das o amiti hu rak lo das es Hashem. Because the term das in its pure form can only be applied to one thing. Lodas es Hashem, to realize Hashem. That's called realization. If I realize that water expands when it's frozen, and all the science and mathematics, all the different chachmas in the world, and I say, this is true realization, give it a break. True realization. This is for kids. This is a lower level of seichel. Whereas the essence of seichel is the realization of Hashem. That's what you call true realization. And the realization of Hashem is something that all of these intelligentsia haven't begun to taste and to realize. Because to realize Hashem, to understand Hashem, that's something which only the greatest of tzaddikim are zeicha to. Whereas we do not have the ability to understand Hashem. We have to strengthen ourselves with emuna. And the emuna a person is zeicha to by refining his medame, which is something that a person gets to do when he comes close to tzaddikim. As is explained in the chapter on the Likutei Moran that this is based on. Therefore, the Rishoim, the non-believers, who are not willing to believe and to accept and to rely on the opinions of the Tzadikim, v'heim begoyel nafsham v'tinufam b'chol ha'tayvois, heim chafeitzim lachkor b'sichlam ha'meshukotz. And Rabbi Nizal says these people have the gall. These people with all the filth that they've bathed their souls in, and with all their physical desires and their baseness and everything, they have the nerve, the audacity to want to understand Hashem with their disgusting minds. Al kein be'emes koyach hamedam shelahem meurav u'mevulvol. Therefore, because they're so messed up, their koyach hamedama is messed up. Their thinking process is messed up. Ad sheboam lidei kfirois gedoilois oila munas kuzias, to the point where it either leads them to deny completely or to believe in baloney, to believe in nonsense. Ki yefshir linak v'lishoiv me'adasa kodesh kima adei shezrichan l'kadesh ulvaras hamedama adei skaras l'sadik mamitim shadei zeh hamedama mavura. Because Rav Nosson Zal explains, it is impossible for a person to draw from Das Digdusha unless the person is zeicha to purify himself and to refine his medame. How? By coming close to true tzaddikim. Shaydezeh hamedame mevura. That's what refines a person's medame. V'oz zeichin le'mon ha'shleim ha'digdusha. And then the person is zeicha to true faith. Ki ikar emuna ba'medame. Because faith is tied into medame. Faith is not das, actual das. Faith is medame. Ki b'mashe ha'seichel mevin ein tzorech emuna. Because in that which the person understands, you don't need faith. Faith applies where there isn't understanding. Ukamavur baturnal, as is explained in that chapter in the Quran. Vze hamedama hamavura shubchinas emuna hubchinas keli sheshoyev umekabel meme adas. And when a person is zecha to refine his medame, to refine his emuna, that becomes a vessel which he uses to draw das with. It becomes a keli in which he can draw das. The emuna, the malchus, the tzimtzum, that's the keli in which he draws das. Vizeh merumaz b'hatoyra hanal shekosav sham besoiv shekol hatorim v'ashvochim mishanom etaran oisei sporach kulam b'chinas uv'mechugo yitoreyu hain sham besoiv. Rav Nosson Zal says that this concept that we're discussing here is hinted to at the end of the chapter in the Likutei Moran that this is based on, where Rabbeinu Zal quotes a posuk in Yeshaya, where the posuk describes how those people who made idols, how they carve it out, how they use the different instruments that a carpenter uses, etc., to shape it and to form it, and in the end it can't do anything for him anyway. V'zeh b'chinas keli. Rav Nosson Zal says, you see that Rabbeinu Zal over there is referring to a vessel. There he's talking about, in other words, even by idol worship, you'll see in a minute. Ki apirush haposhut shel haposuk uvamachuga yitoreyu nemar alasias keli. Because the literal translation of the pasuk over there in Yeshaya, chapter 44, you know, pasuk Yud Gimel, is talking about shaping a vessel. Kamay shekosov sham yaasehu vamaktsuois uvamachuga yitoreyu. Etc. Vishom medaber mignus emunas kuzvius. And there Yeshaya Novi is discussing how ridiculous and how disgusting is people that have false beliefs. Shemaminim bavoidezora eitzvoev and masi deodom, whereby they believe in idols, things that are made from wood and stone, things that are man made. Shezeo bechinas kalim de sitrachra. Shehem emunas kuzvius shemaminim beitzvoev and mamish. Rav Nosson Zal says, there it's talking about the false beliefs of people that believe in idols, and it describes it as vessels carved out, you know, vessels that are carved out and shaped. Aval al kol ponim mevurasham shehaposuk medaber me'asiyas kelim. But in any case, you see the pasuk there is describing making vessels. Ulehepech bigdusha emuna hagdoisha bashmizbor shubchinas hamadama hamavura shaydeze zeichen letayr ulashabeach hosizbor betor mishvachim agunim koroi kolzeu bechinas keli baruchnias. Rav Nosson Zal says, whereas if that's the description, if that's how the Navi describes false beliefs, then the way we describe true beliefs is also a concept of vessels. The tefillah, where a person uses all kinds of adjectives to describe Hashem and to praise Hashem. Ki ha-to'orim v'ha-shvochim shemetarim v'mashabchan oisoyim, because the praises and adjectives that we use to describe and praise Hashem, heim kelim l'kabel ha-soga selakusoy kol chad l'foman v'shar b'libay. Those actually become vessels which give the person the ability to understand Hashem, each person on his own level. To the degree that a person speaks to Hashem and praises Hashem and describes Hashem's greatness, those words that he uses to show that respect and faith in Hashem, those words become vessels to give him the ability to understand Hashem. Ki be'emes les machshovo tfisa be'klal. Because the truth is, the Zohar HaKadosh says, that no human mind can understand Hashem. Rak al yedei tfilos v'shirois v'tishbochos. It's only through praying to Hashem and singing praises of Hashem, dahinu to'orim u'shvochim shenosan lo brachma v'rishus letara d'shapchoi ben, which means the fact that Hashem has given us permission and the ability to praise Him and to describe Him with words, ha'yedei zeh yesh lanu koyach lahamshich aleinu hamuna hakdoshah. That's what gives us the ability to draw upon ourselves faith in Hashem, shaydeze nasim b'chinas kelim lekabel b'em asoges elkusoy kol chad v'lfuman v'shar b'libay, which results in generating vessels into which intelligence, seichel, can be given to understand Hashem to the degree that the person can. And therefore, it's mandatory that the keli that's going to be used for netilas yadayim, washing your hands, must be a whole keli, a complete keli, without any defects. So that it can retain the water, the water which is symbolic of sechel, shehu hadas sheizgal losin, which is alluding to the level of sechel that's going to be revealed in the future, which it's impossible for a person to have that unless his vessel is whole. Shehu b'chinas medame hamavurah umesukon, which means his thinking process is pure, and it's on the right track. Kikisha kli pegumo shvura, because when the vessel is defective or it's broken, he b'chinas be'erois nishborim ashalechilu mayim. Then it's in the category of wells which are broken, which cannot contain water. Shenemar al akum hakoyfrim sheshlem amunas kuzvius. That pasuk in Yirmiyahu Hanavi, chapter 2, is describing the goyim who have the wrong types of beliefs. Al kein tzrichin shetia kli shlemu kdei lekabel al yodo meimei adasanal. Therefore, the vessel must be a whole one in order to be able to receive the waters of tzeichel. Shaydeze zoichin lemunas chidish olam kanal. Through which the person, the individual, is zeichet to believe, especially in the concept of chiddush olam, shai deze ikar hachnoas mezayna de gufa, which is what gives the person the ability to subdue his physical desires for food, the base desire, v'zeichem lemezayna de nishmasa, and the person rises to a level where his eating is on a spiritual level, sheze ikar kavonas hanatila, and that's the main kavona that a person is supposed to have when he washes his hands for bread. The main kavona is that there's two types of eating. There's maichal odom and maichal behema. There's animal food and there's human food. There's mezayna de nishmosa and mezayna de gufa. There's soul food and body food. And a Jew is supposed to be on a level where his eating is a spiritual experience also, especially where the emphasis is on the neshama. The emphasis is, I have to eat physical food in order to provide delek, the gasoline that the neshama will need, that the body needs to keep the neshama going, etc., etc. And the way that a person does that, by using water to wash his hands, water is symbolic of das, sechel, and washing the hands specifically, we explained earlier why the hands, because the hands are the main item in the person, which are susceptible to tumah, susceptible to the sitrachra. And by putting water on that, the person is purifying himself and making, using a keli sholim, he's showing that he wants to be zecher to be on the track of emunah, the proper emunah, which is compared to a kli sholim, a whole keli, and it's that proper emunah which prepares him to receive an understanding of Hashem. The understanding of Hashem is what's symbolized by the waters that he's washing with, and it's symbolized by his eating. His eating is going to be a spiritual experience to elevate him, to make him be able to receive a higher level of understanding of Hashem. Paragraph Dalit. Ubishvil ze mayim metarim mikola tumois v'efshel lichnois l'shum kidusha b'li mayim. And it's for this reason, based on what we've discussed till now, Rav Nosson Zal says, that water has the ability to purify a person from any type of impurity. And it's impossible for a Jew to enter into holiness without first going through water. Kegoin ha-koyhanim b'avodosam. For example, the koyhanim who wanted to do service in the Beis HaMikdash, they had to first purify themselves, dip in the mikvah, and they had to wash their hands and feet. V'chein b'boker b'kumoy, and so too as soon as a Jew wakes up in the morning, before he can start doing any mitzvah, speaking words of tefillah, he's got to first wash with water. And so too, whenever a person goes to daven, he's supposed to wash his hands first. Or when a person sits down to learn, he's supposed to make sure that he's pure. And so too, a person who has become impure, he removes that impurity by going through water. Kimayim maramzim al adas shel chidish oilam. Because Rav Nosson Zal explains, water is symbolic of a level of understanding of the renewal of the world. How the world was created originally by Hashem, not the renewal, how the world was created anew by Hashem. Yesh mayayin, something from nothing. How does water symbolize that? Kimayim kodmu l'chol abriya, because water preceded the rest of creation. Originally, when Hashem first created the world, at first it was all wall-to-wall water. Ki aschol asabriya hoyamayim, k'may shom razal, the beginning of creation was water. Nimtza she'ikr chidish oylam ischilu min amayim. So therefore, the concept of Hashem starting the world anew was with water. V'yalkein shom ikr shoyrish hadas shel chidish oylam. And therefore, it's in water that is found the understanding, the ability to understand and realize how Hashem created the world anew, brand new, from nothing. Shaydeze ikra tahara. And that type of understanding is the thing that really purifies a person. That faith in Chiddush Olam. V'rak al yideze nechnosen b'avodas Hashem. And it's only a person who believes that way that has the ability to enter into serving Hashem. Because this is the foundation of our faith, the main foundation of our faith. To believe that the world that we are living in was created brand new by Hashem, from nothing, from pure nothingness. Hashem created it 5,759 years ago. Approximately. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Bereishis Boralikim, in the beginning Hashem created. That's line one of the Torah, is a declaration of faith and awareness that Hashem created the world in the beginning from nothing. Vizeh ikra hakdusha v'hatara. And this faith is our holiness. This is our purity. This is the holiness and purity of the Jewish people. It's our faith in Hashem. Ki lehepech kol hatumois nimshochim izu amasanocho shevi misa. Because the impurities come from the snake who introduced death to the world. Shemishom ikra hatuma. That's the source of impurity. V'ikra zu amasanocho shua kfiro shelakoifrim b'chidesh olim chasushon. And the worst filth, the essence of filth of the snake is the denial in Chiddush Olam. Denying that Hashem created the world from nothing. As we mentioned earlier, the snake said to Chava, you know how Hashem created the world? He ate from this tree, and that's what gave him the knowledge to go ahead and create the world. Implying that this tree was around before creation. Which is denying the concept of Chiddush Olam. Chiddush Olam says that there was nothing around. V'alkein mayim she'imchinas meimi adasanal she'ideze nimshach emunas Chiddush Olam ideze kol hataroi sheboilam. And it's for this reason that water, which symbolizes das, especially the concept of believing in Chiddush Olam, because water is the first thing that existed, water is the source of all purification in the world. And a Jew cannot enter into any holiness or service of Hashem without water. Because the whole concept of serving Hashem is dependent on a Jew's faith in the concept of Chiddush Olam, which we said is symbolized by the water. Which the person draws upon himself, this emunah and chiddush olam, ayidei tara b'mayim, by purifying himself in water, ayidei tvila, whether it be dipping in a mikvah, or in a tila, or washing his hands, kefi adin, based on what the requirements are. Kaidei tara b'mayim, mamshichen al atzmo b'chinas oras meimi adas, sheizgal al osid, because when a Jew purifies himself with water, he draws upon himself the type of seichel that's going to be available in the future, and it gives him the ability to have the proper faith in the concept of Chiddush Olam, shehu yisoid haTorah v'havodah, which is the foundation of our learning and of our serving of Hashem. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, paragraph Hey. וזה בחינס דלת סוימויס על חורבן בית המקדוש שנים שלך על ידי חטא המרגלים שבוכו בליל תשבוב שפוגמו בארץ ישראל ששום מזגל האמונה שחידש העולם. With this, we could understand the concept of the four fast days that the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara describe, that Jews fast over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Four fast days are Tisha B'Av, Asara B'Teves, Shivasar B'Tammuz, and Tzom Gedalia. Those are the four fast days, which are related to the Churban Beis HaMikdash, which came about as a result of the Meraglim, who went to Israel and came back and gave a bad report against Eretz Yisrael. And they caused the Jews to cry. And they cried on the night of Tisha B'Av. And Hashem said, you're crying now for nothing. I'm going to establish this day as a day of crying for Jews throughout history. That all kinds of tragedies are going to happen on this day, especially the most outstanding tragedy, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the first and second Beis HaMikdash, which happened on Tisha B'Av, on this ninth day of Av. Which, because the Meraglim came back and spoke against Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the source, the main place where faith shines. Shchon Eretz or Emunah, we had quoted earlier that pasuk. This concept of believing in Chiddush Olam shines especially in Eretz Yisrael. V'heim shepogmu bozeh, and these Meraglim, by them committing a sin in this area, ha'yidei zeh hezgaber chas v'shalom zuama sanochosh, mezene degufu kanam. This caused the filth of the snake to be strengthened, the body food. Alkein tzrichin lotzum, and this is why we fast, kidei lachnia mezene degufa, to subdue the body food. When we fast, we're abstaining from physicality. We're showing we're trying to emphasize the spirituality. Ki kishezrichin lamuna shlema ein tzorach lotzum. Because Rabbeinu Zal has a chapter in the Likutei Moran where Rabbeinu Zal explains there that when a Jew's faith is pure, he does not require fasting. Rabbeinu Zal shows there the connection between fasting and defective faith. That fasting is only applies where the faith is defective. When the emunah is b'shlemus, the rabbis did not declare fast days when the Jews were holding by a shlemus emunah, when their faith was solid. Ki kishezoich en emunah shlema in tzorach latzum. Because when a person's faith is solid, then his eating is a spiritual eating, which is the concept of the eating of the tzaddikim, how they eat, or the concept of eating on Shabbos. Shabbos is the declaration of faith in Hashem. And we know on Shabbos a Jew is not allowed to fast. It's a mitzvah to eat, because the eating on Shabbos is a spiritual event. Because Rabbeinu Zal shows in chapter 62 in Likutei Moran that the main refinement of eating is based on emuna, b'chinas ura'e emuna, as the pasuk ties faith with eating. But as a result of the fact that the Meraglim spoke against Eretz Yisrael, which means they spoke against faith, that's what obligates us to fast. The fasting is to subdue the physicalness of the food. And this is also the concept of the Eicha that we say on Tisha B'Av. One of the paragraphs, one of the chapters in Eicha begins with the words Eicha Yuam Zohov. Ki ikra hakinoi semal histalgus atzadikim amitim shekula kiflan gichron beis hamikdash. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, our main sorrow, when we say the kinnis on Tisha B'Av, our worst suffering is the fact that we realize that the tzadikim were taken away from us, the passing away of tzadikim, which the Gemara says is twice as bad as the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. It causes twice as much defectiveness to Klal Yisrael as the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And when the tzaddikim leave us, then we become like sheep without a shepherd. Because we're not able to figure out who is the true tzaddik. And therefore we have to cry out to Hashem and say, where? Eicha hatzadik oemes? Where is the true tzaddik? Shenechshach oiro yetzleinu, where his light has become dim by us. We the light isn't shining for us. She'ein zoichin leida mimenu. We're not zoichin to know who is the tzaddik or to see his greatness. Sheze bechinas yuam zohov, that the gold has become dull. Shatzadik oemes hanechmad mizohov yuam venech shachoyro etzleinu, that the pasuk is referring to the fact that the true tzaddik, who is better than gold, unfortunately his light has become tarnished and dull to us. Ukemoisham Razal, as the Gemara says, Sheyirmiyahu Yemekoinen Echo Yuam al Histalkus at Sadik Yeshiyahu. The Gemara says that Yirmiyahu Anovi was the one who said this paragraph, Echo Yuam Zohov, and he was crying over the loss of the great Sadik King Yoshiyahu, who was one of the great Sadikim of all time. Vechein Bechol Dor Vador, who Merames al Histalkus, Vehisalmus Oir at Sadik Yemeshibador. And so too, throughout every generation, on Tisha B'Av, when we recite Echa and we say these words, Echa Yuam Zohov, we're crying over the loss or the hiddenness of the light of the true tzaddikim. V'zehu Echa Yuam Zohov kanal shenech shachoyro etzleinu. We're saying that his light has become dark to us. Ve'in zoichen lehonos mi'oyroi. We are not zoiched to enjoy and to benefit from the light of the tzaddik. V'loy dai zeh. And if that weren't bad enough, Kim oid noisaf yogoin al machoivenu. There's worse than that. Ki gam yishne hakesem hatoiv. The pasuk continues, yishne hakesem hatoiv. Shehat tzadik oemes, hanim shal kesem hatoiv, kol kach nechshach oiroi miyisroel, ad asher nishtane hoemes legamri. Yishne hakesem hatoiv. Kesem hatoiv means this good light has become yishne, has become nishtane, it changed. What's the change? We said that the light of the tzaddik has become darkened to the point where people start lying. People start saying the opposite of what it really is. Ki oimrim l'ra toiv la toiv ra. People start saying about bad that it's really good, and they start saying that good is really bad. They start confusing right and wrong, good and bad. V'zehu yishne hakesem atoiv. Shenishtane hakesem atoiv shu atzadik u'emeshim d'abra malov kol rois. That a change has taken place regarding the true tzaddik, where suddenly people are saying all kinds of terrible things about him. U'mishanenu machlifenu emes b'sheker. And they're exchanging the truth for lies. V'alideze tishtapechna avnei kodesh borish kol chutzos. Sheze ne'emar al histalkos v'salmos hatzadik shubichinas roish bayis. U'mizgabri ma'mafur somim shal sheker shimichinas roish kol chutzos. Kon shikos b'atora b'reish eslein kol yisroel. And what ends up happening when the light of the true tzaddik becomes extinguished or dimmed, what happens is all kinds of false prophets and false leaders try to take the spotlight. Because the true tzaddik isn't in there, so all kinds of wrong people try to get in there. V'zeh b'nei tzion ha'yikorim ha'mesulo ha'mipoz k'ma shikos v'shom behesped b'parshas eile tov l'snech ayin shom b'simanan al. As we see in chapter 67 in the second half of Likutei Moharan, where Rabbi Nizal talks about this tragedy of the true tzaddik passing away or his light becoming extinguished or dim, and as a result, all kinds of false people take over leadership positions. V'zehu gam tanin choltzu shad. In this chapter on the Likutei Moharan, we're learning Rabbi Nizal quotes their apostle that snakes come as if to nurse. They come to, you know, as if they're going to be the leaders, the ones who are going to nourish people. Shezeu b'chinas Rachmonis the Sitrachra, Kamashikos Batara Tikut Chochanal. That's this concept of a defective type of Rachmonis. Shai Deze Mizgabra Hasushom Chinas Vanochashoyorum, which gives strength to the snake. Shai Deze Nimshach Kol Hatsorosanal, which leads to all suffering. Achein Yoide Meat Sadik Wemes, Kamuvanayel, to the point where people don't know the true Sadik. Shekishimachmim, Zuamas Anochashimachinas Gamtanim Cholzushad, Alidea Tfilish al Balkoyach. Azai zeichen lechola b'china sanal, ad shenizbar hamedama al idei atzaduk emes kanal. Rav Nosenzal says that what happens is, as a result of the tefillah b'b'china's din, that the true tzaddik is able to say, that causes a whole chain reaction, which ends up causing a birur hamedama, where the thinking becomes clear via the tzaddik emes. And when there is no tefillah bebechinas din of the tzaddik, when things aren't being done properly, then the opposite happens. And suddenly people don't know where the light of the true tzaddik is. And that's what we lament about in this chapter, where we talk about the fact that the light of the tzaddik has become hidden, which is a result of the snake's nursing. Notice, nursing is an act of kindness, a mother to a child, and here a snake is nursing, or coming to be nursed or nursing, where the snake is the symbol of the opposite of kindness, symbol of death, killer. Avol al yedei hakinois v'hatzo'oko echo. However, through the fact that the Jews on Tisha B'Av say these kinois, and they cry out to Hashem, where is the light of the tzaddik? Onu zeichen sheyizgal alonu oiroi, we are zeiche, that Hashem allows the light of the true tzaddik to be revealed, v'nizke le'emuna shlema, and we will be zeiche to true faith, to the point where the song that is going to be sung in the future will be revealed, which is going to lead to phenomenal joy. The Pasuk says, who are the ones who are going to rejoice over the rebuilding of Yerushalayim? Those who mourned its destruction. This is the reason why the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av is called Shabbos Chazoin. Chazoin means a vision of prophecy. Chazoin daika haynu nevuah ki ikara tikin shanu tzrichin achshav hu lachzor lahamshech hashpoas hanevuah shaydeze ikar bira medama shal yotay shleibus emunakeh. Because Rav Nosson says the main thing we need to do now is activate prophecy, cause the power of prophecy to be turned on, which results in a biror hamedame, which results in a clarity of thinking, which leads to a shleimus emuna, 100% solid faith. Ki b'Shabbos ikra tikkun, because we know that on Shabbos is the main time when the tikkun takes place. Rectification. Ki Shabbos ogen alohi al adam rishon shepogem b'chol anel, because we know that Shabbos protected Adam Rishon from the Eitz Hadas. It's written, V'alkein koyren ezeh Shabbos shekoyim Tisha B'Av Shabbos Chazoyim. And this is why we call the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av Shabbos Chazoyim lohoyrois shenu tzrichin achshav b'Shabbos hazeh l'sagim b'chinas emuna, to show that we're trying to make a tikkun for the emuna she'ikra tluya b'nevuah, which is dependent on prophecy, k'mo shekosav b'Torah, as Rabbeinu Zal shows in chapter 8 in the Kutim Rantanina, the chapter we're basing this on. And that's why the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av is called Shabbos Chazoin, related to the word prophecy. See here, Rav Nosson Zal doesn't go into the detail in the Likut Halachos. Rabbeinu Zal in Likut Imran there shows how each one of these things leads, how prophecy leads to Birur Hamedame, and Birur Hamedame leads to Emuna in Chiddush Olam. There it's expounded much more. For now, Rav Nosson Zal will take Rav Nosson Zal's word for it, that this is the chain of events that has to take place. Paragraph Vav. V'ze b'chinas ma'shekosav Rabbeinu Zal b'sefer ho'alef beiz ha'chodosh ois tzadik simen chof shayidei hazkoras shemas ha'tzadikim yecholim lohovi chidish b'mayse bereishis dahainu l'shanois ha'teva. Rav Nosson Zal says that what we've been learning till now can be tied into what Rabbeinu Zal writes in the Sefer Aleph Beis, which is another name for Sefer Hamidos. And in Sefer Hamidos, there's two sections, the old and the new section, a section that Rabbeinu Zal did earlier and later. So this is in the new section, which is in alphabetical order, and under Tzadik, paragraph Chof, that Rabbeinu Zal said over there that mentioning the names of Tzadikim can actually affect a change, can bring about something new in creation, meaning it could change the laws of nature. Kimavoyer ba'atoyer tikut echochanal shekol tzadik yeshloi bechinas ruach nevuah ruach hakodesh shaydeze nizbarer hamedame shel kol hamiskar v'neilov. Because we find that Rabbeinu Zal explains in the Torah tikut echocha, Chapter 8 in the Likutei Moharan Tanina, that each and every single tzaddik, even today, even though today there isn't real nevuah, there isn't real prophecy like there used to be thousands of years ago, but Rabbeinu Zal writes there, any person who's an authentic Jewish leader, a real manhig, a real definitely has to have a certain aspect of Ruach HaKodesh, a certain degree of Ruach HaKodesh, which enables him to help the people that come close to him get a Birur HaMedame, get a clarity in thinking, to give them the ability to see straight, not to see upside down or crooked, to see things the way they really, really are. And through Birur HaMedame, the people are zeicher to have emuna in Chiddush Olam, to have true faith, to believe in the concept of Chiddush Olam, that the world was created from nothing. And it's by having the proper emuna in Chiddush Olam, that's what will bring us to be zeicher to the Chiddush Olam of the future, when Mashiach comes and Hashem will recreate the world anew. She'oz yisnaig olam bebechinas Eretz Yisrael, dehainu bebechinas hashgacha v'nefloi shelo k'derech hateva, where Rabbein Zal writes there that when Mashiach comes, when Hashem makes this Chiddush Olam, then the entire world is going to be run in Eretz Yisrael mode, which means miracle mode, hashgacha nifla mode, completely above and beyond the laws of nature, not bound by the natural. Ayin Shom Kol Zeh Heitev. Look over there in Torah Tikku Teichacha, in chapter 8 in the Kutimran Tanino, where Rabbeinu Zal talks about this at length. V'al Kein, and Rabbeinu Zal says, therefore, based on what it says there, Al Yidei Shemaz Kirin Shemois HaTzadikim, by us mentioning the names of Tzadikim, Al Yidei Zeh Moirin Horeshimu Shalahem, that activates the imprint that this tzaddik made in the world. Notice, when we mention the name of the tzaddik, we're stirring up that tzaddik and everything he did in the world. We're pushing his button, and his light is being turned on. All the mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, all the Torah, all the tefillah, everything good that he did in his life, when we mention his name, it's all included in that name. That's the person. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 248 in Likut Imran, Shalidei shemesaprim tzadikim nisoyer harshimu shalahem. Rabbeinu Zal writes over there that when a person tells a story about a tzaddik, he activates what that tzaddik left, the mark that that tzaddik left in the world. The harshimu means the imprint, the effect, everything that that tzaddik did in the world. When you tell something about him, you're bringing him up. The alkane, and therefore, alidei hazkoras shmoisam, even just by mentioning their names, not telling a story about them, even just mentioning the names of the tzaddikim, nisoirer koyach harishimu shalem shal maaseim atovim, you're actually activating and arousing the imprint of all of their good deeds. V'ikr koyach maaseim atovim shal tzaddikim, hu shalidei maaseim atovim zocho b'chinas ruach hakodesh. And the main essence of all the good deeds of these tzaddikim is the fact that it resulted, that as a result of all the good deeds that this tzaddik did, it elevated him to a certain status of Ruach HaKodesh, a certain status of being plugged into Hashem on a very high level. And based on the level of Ruach HaKodesh that the tzaddik was zeichet to, based on that, he drew emuna in Chiddush Olam into the world. V'alkein al yidei hazkora shemoisam, and therefore by mentioning the names of the tzaddikim, bevadai yecholin lahavi shinui b'maisa bereishis, the person can definitely introduce a change into the creation, into the laws of nature. Dehainu l'shanois hateva, he can affect a change. Kal yidei hazkora shemoisam shel tzaddikim nesoyer koyach haruach hakodesh shelem, because when you mention the name of the tzaddik, you're activating his Ruach HaKodesh, his light. V'nimshach emunas chiddush olam b'olam. And you're drawing the effects of his Ruach HaKodesh. These tzaddikim use their Ruach HaKodesh to bring people to emuna in chiddush olam, to bring people to believe that Hashem created everything from new, from scratch. And therefore Hashem has the ability, anytime he wants, to make something new happen, to make something different that's not within the program, you know, that the world's been programmed for so far. And whenever you activate the concept of emuna in Chiddush Olam, you're also activating the Chiddush Olam of the future. You're drawing light from the Chiddush Olam that's going to be in the future. Sheyihyeh al yedei zeh, which is going to take place through Klal Yisrael believing in the Chiddush Olam of the past. Whereby we know that there's going to come a time when the world is going to be run completely in an unnatural way, without any laws of nature, pure hashgacha and miracles. And therefore, by mentioning the name of the tzaddik, you definitely have the ability to change the teva by doing that. It's a five-step formula. Rabbi Nizal says that a tzaddik, what's the essence of a tzaddik? The Ruach HaKodesh of a tzaddik. What does the tzaddik use his Ruach HaKodesh for, his holiness, his nuclear power, to shine into his Talmidim? Emuna, real Emuna. What's real Emuna? One of the foundations of real Emuna is to believe in the fact that Hashem created the world yesh miayin, from nothingness. And to the degree that a person is zeichet to have emuna in Chiddush Olam, to that degree, that person participates in getting us to the Chiddush Olam of the future, in getting us to that Chiddush Olam when Mashiach will come, when there'll be miracles, bechinas Eretz Yisrael, bechinas hashgacha neflois, etc. So therefore, that's what the tzaddik is all about. The tzaddik is a pillar of that. He's a pillar of Ruach HaKodesh. He's a pillar of emuna in Chiddush Olam of the past. He's a pillar of bringing people to be zeicha to have a share in bringing about the Chiddush Olam of the future. The Chiddush Olam of the future is going to be all miracles. No teva, period. So therefore, that's what the tzaddik stands for. So when I push the button tzaddik, that's what I'm pushing. I'm activating Chiddush Olam of the future. I'm plugging into that Chiddush Olam of the future, to those miracles. And therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says, a person, a Jew, could definitely change the laws of nature through this item, by mentioning Shemus HaTzadikim. One of the famous stories in Breslov about this was that Rav Naftoli Zal, who was one of Rav Nizal's closest Talmidim, one time on a winter day in Russia, a serious winter day, when there was a lot of snow, he and his Talmidim had a bris to go to. And under normal circumstances, it was an impossibility, because they had to walk, let's say, 10 blocks, and the snow was 2 meters deep, or three, you know, you need a helicopter. So Rav Naftoli Zal was, I believe he was in his house or in the shul with his Talmidim, and he said to them, you know what, let's say Shemus HaTzadikim together. Rav Nizal said Shemus HaTzadikim can affect a change in Teva. They did. And somehow the snow cleared up in a way that they were able to go. So it's brought that as they were going there, or afterwards, one of his Talmidim said to the other one, hey guys, we got the secret now. We got the secret formula. Anytime we need a serious miracle, this is the deal. We just take out the Shemus HaTzadikim and say it. And Rav Naftoli Zal overheard them saying it. So he said, Aber ich darf heißen. But I have to tell you to say it. Implying, this is a message to us, for us to know. Shemus HaTzadikim is a very powerful item. Still, depending on who's saying it, or depending on who gives the command to say it, it could have different levels of effectiveness as to how fast and how powerful the effects of it are. But we believe certainly that for any Jew on any level, this item is a very important, powerful item. The question was just asked, should a person have a specific item in mind when you say Shemus HaTzadikim? The answer is, here again, Rav Nosson Zal, when he does a job, he does it all the way. Rav Nosson Zal, besides compiling the list of Shemus HaTzadikim, did us the phenomenal favor of writing a two-page tefillah, a very short, all-inclusive tefillah, where a person says to Hashem that for the schus that I had of mentioning the names of these Nis Tzadikim, please help me with A, B, C, D, A through Z. And Rav Nosson Zal pretty much taps into all of the important things that you could possibly need and want to ask in life. If there's a particular emergency that the person has, chas shalom, somebody's going for an operation, you know, that kind of, any kind of emergency, parnosa, anything like that, a person can definitely include that in the tefillah, insert it in the appropriate place, number one. Or when the person shameless is saying the shameless tzaddikim, to have in mind, I'm saying this to benefit such and such a person or such and such a situation, such and such a problem. The answer, the question is, how should this be done? As far as I know, people have different ways of doing it. Reb Michal, I know, has a kvias of saying a page a day. That's what he tries to do. Two sides, and the tefillah of Rav Nosson Zal that's found at the end of the Shemus HaTzadikim. That's the way he uses it, usually. V'zeh shekosav Rabbeinu Zal shetzrichim lichtoiv li'atzmoi Shemus HaTzadikim lezikoroi. And this is why Rabbeinu Zal made another statement regarding this. Rabbeinu Zal said that each Jew should write for himself the names of the tzaddikim so that he will remember them. Will remember the names of the tzaddikim. As Kemosh Kosuv Ba'alaf Beis Hayoshon Ois Tzadik Simen Yutes, as we find in the Sefer Amidos, the older section, paragraph 19, that Rabbeinu Zal said, Mi Shashem Yisporach Choshuv Be'enov, whoever Hashem is important to, if Hashem is important to you, Yichtoiv Li'atzmoi Ba'Sefer Shemois HaTzadikim, that person should write down for himself in a book the names of the tzaddikim, v'hatanoim, v'hayareim, all the very, very religious people, lizikoroim, for him to remember it. Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki tzrichim lichtoiv shmoisam lizikoroim. There's a concept of writing these names in order to remember them. Ki ikra koya shelat tzaddikim shemegala nemudas chedesh olam kanal. Because we said that one of the most important things that tzaddikim do is they reveal emuna in chiddush olam. They instill into their students emuna in chiddush olam. How do they do that? By giving their talmidim a clarity of thinking. How do they do that? By developing ruach hakodesh and nevuah. To the degree that the tzaddik is zeicha to rise to a level of ruach hakodesh and nevuah, that gives him the ability to shine into his talmidim a koyach, a birur hamadame, the ability to think straight. And that thinking straight leads to emuna in chiddush olam. Kama shekosov shom ba'Torah, now, as it's written in the Torah, Tikut Echocho. Ki ikur hu emuna hu al yidei birur hamadame kanal. Because the main ability to have pure faith is dependent on birur hamadame. It's dependent on this ability to think clearly and straight. And this is why Rabbeinu Zal said specifically this concept of writing these names down for yourself in a sefer to remember them. Because writing is to be able to remember. As the pasuk says, "Ksoiv zois zikoroin basefer." Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yeshua, "Write this down in a book to remember." So we see writing something down is a concept of zikoroin, remembering. V'hazikoroin hu b'koyach hamedame, kama shikosav Rabbeinu Zal b'makom achar. And we know memory is an aspect of thinking. It's an aspect of this concept of koyach hamedame. Rabbeinu Zal says, I believe it's in Torah Nun Dalet in Likut Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal discusses koyach hamedame at length and he ties it into zikoroin. V'hashem hu b'chinas zikoroin. And we know that a name is also for the sake of being remembered. The concept of naming something is to be able to remember that item. Kama shekosav, as the pasuk says, l'shimcha u'lezichrecha tavas nefesh. A desire for your name and your memory. So we see that these two go together. Shame and zikoron go together. Kama shekosav, ze shmi li'olam v'ze zichri l'dor v'dor. Hashem says, this is my name forever, and this is the way I choose to be remembered from generation to generation. So we see shame and zikoron go together, and ksiva, writing, and zikoron go together. You want to remember something, you write it down, right? So writing names is a double power, double punch of zikoron digdusha. Uksiv, there's another pasuk that says, Hashem shimcha li'olam, Hashem zichrecha l'dor v'dor. Again, the pasuk says, shimcha and zichrecha, they go together. Al kein, therefore, al yidei shem es ha-tzadikim, shem b'chinas zikoroin, b'chinas zecher tzadik livrocha, through the act of mentioning the names of tzaddikim, where we know again a tzaddik is a concept of remembrance, because there's a pasuk that says zecher tzaddik, the remembrance of the tzaddik. Ki ikar hazecher shenishar mikol tzaddikim hu shmo makodesh, because the main remembrance that's left of a tzaddik is his name, his good name. Shenishar zichron boilam levrocha, whereby their good name, their memory is left into the world, left to the world as a blessing. Al kein therefore al yedei hazkoras shmoysom akdoshim, by mentioning their holy names, asher shmoyes barach mishutaf bishmom, where we know Hashem's name is tied into the names of the tzaddikim. Within the names of the tzaddikim, you have Hashem's name in many cases. Yehuda is Yud Kei Vav Kei and a Dalet, and there are many such. Yitzchok is 8 times Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yaakov is 7 times Yud Kei Vav Kei, etc., etc. The Arizal in many places shows the connections between the names of Hashem and the names of the tzaddikim. Or we have in Parshas Pinchas where it says, Horuveni, Hashimoini, Hachanoichi, where Hashem placed his initials, Yud Kei, Kaviochel, you know, in each one of the names of the Shvotim and their children. So by mentioning the names of the tzaddikim, the person helps himself get to a birur hamadame, to get to an ability to think clearly. Because the names of the tzaddikim, which are a concept of zikoroin, are tied into this concept of medame, thinking. Therefore, by mentioning the names of the tzaddikim, the person brings himself to a birur hamedama, to a clarity of thinking. Because the whole avoda of the tzaddikim was to get to a birur hamedama. That was one of their main focuses in their avoda. And therefore, mentioning the names of the tzaddikim has one of those powerful abilities to bring a person to birur hamedame, the ability to think clearly. Ki shmom biatzmom hu bechinas birur hamedame, because the name of the tzaddik itself is a birur hamedame, itself is an aspect of clear thought. Ki shmom hu bechinas tikkun hazikaron shu tikkun hamedame shesham hazikaron kanal. Because the name of the tzaddik is a concept of being of a tikkun for zikoroin. We said zecher tzaddik, and zikoroin is a concept of tikkun amedame. V'alkein tzrichin lichtoy shmoysom basefer daika. And this is why it's important to write the names of the tzaddik down. Ki haksav hula zikoroin. Because when something is in writing, it's remembered. I wrote it down, I'm not going to forget it. That's the way people talk, right? Bechinas, as the pasuk says, "Ksoiv zois zikoroin basefer." Write this down as a remembrance in your book. Shaydezen is barer hamedame, which leads to birur hamedame. The alkein kol divrei anavim srichen lichtoy basefer. And now we could understand why the prophets, the words of the anavim, were written down in Torah shebichsav. This is the 24 books of Nevi'im that we have, which a Jew is not supposed to read by heart. He's supposed to read it inside. Why? Because Rabbein Zal writes in Likutei Moran that prophecy is an example of birur hamedame. It's the clearest thinking possible. There's a pasuk ubiyad hanevi'im adame. Rav Enzal brings that pasuk to show a kesher between nevuah and birur hamedame. Al kein tzrichim lekoisvam daiko. That's why Rav Enzal said, write it down, put it in writing. Ki aksav hu bechinas zikoron shu bechinas birur hamedame kanal. Because writing is an aspect of remembering, which is an aspect of birur hamedame, clear thinking. Shezeu bechinas ksiva shemas hatzadikim zikoron. This is the concept of writing down the names of the tzadikim to be remembered. Ki kol ze hu bechinas birur hamedame shenizbarer b'schus v'koyach hatzadikim kanal. This is the concept of birur hamedame, which comes about through the power of tzadikim. Shaydeze zoichen lemunas chedesh oilam, shaydeze mishan ha'teva. Through birur hamedame, a person is zoichet emun and chedesh oilam. Through emun and chedesh oilam, a person is zoichet to the chedesh oilam of the future, which is shinui teva, which is the ability to change the teva. V'chol zeh zoichin al yedei tefillah b'pchinas din shel ba'al koach muvor heita b'atarnal. And Rabbein Ezra writes over there in Likutei Moran that what starts this whole process, the tefillah b'pchinas din of the ba'al koach. Sheidei tefillah shel ba'al koach zoichin las is geirim, because that causes geirim to come close. Ulaharbois kvodius baruch, to increase the kovod of Hashem. Ulahamshich nevuah, and to bring about nevuah. Sheidei zeh nizbarar hamadama, which leads to a bir hamadama. Nimtza. So therefore, Rabbeinu Zal shows over there that the whole power of tzaddikim, that they have this bir hamadama and everything it leads to, gets triggered off, gets activated by the tefillah bebechinas din. And v'zeh shenisma parshas su'es roish b'nei Yisrael parshas Pinchas ben Elozer. Rav Nosson Zal writes, could be this is why the chapter in the Torah where it lists the names of the Shvatim and their children is written right next to the story of Pinchas, the Kanos of Pinchas. Ki Pinchas Heshiv Chamas Hashem Yisborach V'him Tikadim Yisrael Ayde Atfila B'Bchinas Din Shispalo. Because Pinchas was an example of one of those tzaddikim who blasted forth a tefillah b'bchinas din. It says in Tehillim Vayepalel. That he made osa plilim imkoin, it says. He blasted Hashem kaviyochel. He gave forth a tefillah bebechinas din. Bebechinas vayamoy pinchas vayipalel vatiotzer amageifa. As the Pasuk says, he said this tefillah and it stopped the plague immediately. Kimavur heite betchila satoira nalain shom, as is explained in the beginning of Torah Ches and the Kutim Rantanina. V'alkein takeif achar zeh shiskar akosu god lakoyach shel pinchas shiyisbas chamosoi shekol zohu yadei tefillah b'chinas din sheloi shalidei zeh nasa kol b'chinas nal shemisham kav matzdik meruach nevuah shalidei zeh nizbar amadama v'zeh chilamun avich l'sholim sheloosid shezeh b'chinas eretz Yisrael shelo zeh mesugel moed l'asker shem tzadikim kanal. Rav Nosson says that's why the sequence over there is, if you look in Parashas Pinchas, first it talks about Pinchas's act, then it describes the names of all the tzaddikim over there. It lists the names of the shvatim and their children, etc., etc. V'zeh b'chinas parshas su'u es roish b'nei Yisrael mishpachosam sheshom mazker shemois kol atzaddikim. That's one of the places where the Torah gives a major list of tzaddikim. Shehem roshei avos b'nei Yisrael, the leaders of the families of Klal Yisrael. Asher Hashem Yisborach shitev shmoi b'shmoisam, where Hashem joined his name to their name. K'moi shekosov, ha-chanoichi, ha-palui. K'moi shepirish Rashi, as Rashi says, shmi meyed aleihem. My name is a tribute to their honesty and to their integrity, the Shvatim. The fact that Hashem put his letters, Yud K, attached to the names of the Shvatim and their children. Shiftei Ko, Eidus Li Yisrael, the Pasuk says. The Ko is a testimony to the purity of Klal Yisrael, that they were not taken in by Bilam, etc.